morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Lok Sabha MP and Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee President S. Supongmaran Jamir has called for increased vigilance in safeguarding Article 371A of the Indian Constitution, which grants special provisions to Nagaland. Addressing the Samvidhan Bachao Andolan organized by NPCC in Dimapur yesterday, he mentioned the earlier abrogation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir, suggesting that similar provisions could be at risk.
For the state of Nagaland, Article 371A, this is one of the pride of the Nagas. India Constitution bra amangi itu poverty. Itu Naga karunidu religion, tradition, its culture, aro land and its resources. Naga lagasidi. Tati ni chobidi. Naga mano assembly 60 member bra. Tati ay duti kasi nukwa dakto. Parliament di ki pass kuli bi chobo na parade ko na iman rules rakitias. Aro itu laga advantage to aman uses to nitikai dilemani. BGB can do anything.
Mr. Jamir also raised concerns over the potential manipulation of upcoming electoral reforms by those in power and urged everyone to rededicate themselves to uphold the secular and democratic values enshrined in the Constitution. All India Congress Committee's Secretary in Charge of Nagaland, Christopher Tilak, also stressed the importance of constitutional values such as equality, liberty, fraternity and justice in the face of current challenges. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has released its preliminary report on the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The 15-page report said within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cutoff position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. Responding on the report, Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said it is based on preliminary findings and urged the public not to reach any conclusions until the final report is released.
This is a preliminary report right now, and from the ministry we are analyzing the report, but I think it would be better if we can comment on it once the final report comes in. We are coordinating with AIB also. Whatever support or resources they need, we'll be providing to them. But AIB will be the primary investigating agency into this, and we are hoping that as soon as possible, the final report also comes in so that we can arrive at some conclusions.
Chief Justice of India Bhushan Ramakrishna Gawai said that the Indian legal system has been facing unique challenges and is badly in need of fixing. In his address at the 22nd annual convocation of Nalsar University of Law in Hyderabad yesterday, Chief Justice Gawai highlighted issues such as delays in trials, which in certain cases have kept individuals imprisoned for years before being found innocent.
Even though I conclude that our legal system is in bad need of fixing, I remain cautiously optimistic that my fellow citizens will rise to the challenges.
The Chief Justice advised the graduating students to seek mentors based on their integrity and not for their power. The World Health Organization, WHO, has recognized India's pioneering efforts in integrating artificial intelligence, AI, with traditional medicine, particularly Ayush systems. The Ayush Ministry welcomed the mention in WHO's landmark technical brief mapping the application of AI in traditional medicine, calling it a milestone for India's ancient healthcare systems. The recognition follows India's proposal that led to the development of WHO's first roadmap on AI in traditional medicine. Union Minister of State, Independent Charge for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, said it reflects India's commitment to advancing traditional medicine through technology. Nagaland's para-athlete Hokato Sema secured the gold medal in the men's shot put F56-57 category at the 7th Indian Open Para-Athletics Championship, which concluded yesterday in Bengaluru. Representing the Services Sports Control Board, the Olympic bronze medalist achieved a winning throw of 14.88 meters on Friday, earning him the top podium spot. The championship drew participation from over 260 para-athletes from across the country and served as the final selection trial for India's national team ahead of the 2025 World Para-Athletics Championships, set to be held in New Delhi. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.